From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
You're listening to Thunder Rumblings, the podcast. I'm sports editor Mike Sherman from the Oklahoman, here with our Thunder beat writer Darnell Mayberry and super intern Tyreek Lee. And we're talking about the NBA Finals, where the Boston Celtics head to the coast with a 3-2 lead over the Lakers. Game 6, Tuesday night at the Staples Center, and the Lakers are playing for their very lives. Darnell, this is not the way you saw it happening.
No, I thought the Lakers were going to get Game 6. Credit the Boston Celtics. I sat in here after Game 5. I thought the Lakers were going to get Game 5. I sat in here after Game 4 and said what the Lakers didn't do instead of what the Celtics did do. No more. The Celtics took it to them in Game 5. The defense was better. The Lakers' defense was terrible. Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, they all showed up and played for the first time in this series. Kobe Bryant was a one-man show. Andrew Bynum is grimacing from the start. The Celtics played the better ball game, and they won the game, even with Kobe Bryant going off for 38 points. You got to credit the Celtics.
Guys, I'm looking at these matchups, and as I go through and put check next to the ones, who I'm giving them to, Paul Pierce versus Ron Artest, Rondo, Fisher, Perkins, Bynum, Bryant, Allen, Garnett, Gasol, Celtics bench, the coaches. You know, I just don't find that many checks next to the Lakers. What's the most surprising matchup that you've seen so far in this series, Tyreek?
I think it's the Garnett-Gasol matchup. A lot of us thought that Gasol was going to come in and just perform way better than Garnett. And he did the first two games. But then Garnett just came out and he just had some type of initiative, went to Boston, he just took it over. And he's been punishing Gasol down low every game. And Gasol has disappeared.
Darnell, you know that intro that the NBA does? It's very elaborate, very long, and it walks you through all these great moments. Larry Bird snapping the towel and Magic Johnson hugging Kareem. My favorite one, though, and that all that stuff is Rudy Tomjanovic, the Houston Rockets coach, saying, never underestimate the heart of a champion. And you got to say this about Kevin Garnett. People have underestimated the heart of that champion for a long time. They did in this series. Oh, he's done. Oh, he looks terrible. Oh, he can't, Game 1, he was bad. Game 2, bad. Even Game 3, he started beating the Lakers down the court. It didn't last. But in the last two games especially, more lift on his jumper, more life. He has, I think Tyreek has identified it. I think that's the most surprising thing, and that is the thing that's put the Celtics over the top.
Well, I wouldn't say it's put the Celtics over the top. I mean, he had a great game in Game 3, and they lost the game. I think what's put the Celtics over the top is the Ray Allen-Paul Pierce matchup. I think Paul Pierce getting in that pick and roll, Phil Jackson has no answer for that, and it might not be anything he can do with Andrew Bynum not being healthy at this point. You have no one that can protect the rim. Ron Artest can't stay with Paul Pierce on that pick and roll when he's coming off of those screens and being aggressive, either attacking all the way to the rim or pulling up for that mid-range jump shot that he loves. Paul Pierce has really controlled the last two games, and as he goes, the Celtics have gone. They played much better now that Paul Pierce has decided to show up to this series.
And coaching. I don't think it's really been close. I think when Phil Jackson resorts to his mic'd up comments saying, no team in the league has blown more fourth quarters than this team.
Was that not the best wired or mic'd up or whatever they want to call it these days you've ever heard?
By far.
Most of the time, even Stan Van Gundy, we got to play defense.
Yeah.
The best quote from a coach in the league. He's the best coach quote in the league, Stan Van Gundy. But Phil Jackson came out and basically called out the Celtics on national television. I loved it.
And he knew he was mic'd up. That's the thing that one of these guys, Michael Wilbon or somebody, pointed out yesterday in their sort of ESPN deals was, hey, listen, let's not pretend that this was just off the cuff, shooting from the hip comment by Phil Jackson. Nothing he says is shooting from the hip. Everything he says is intentional. What was he trying to do?
Let me say this about the Celtics as well. Someone asked Kevin Garnett about that in the post-game press conference, and he basically said, I couldn't care less what Phil Jackson says. I give the Celtics credit for that as well, because going into this series, I talked about how combustible they are as a team. With you got Rasheed Wallace and Rajon Rondo and Kendrick Perkins, Paul Pierce, Tony Allen, all these guys, Glenn Davis, Nate Robinson, all these guys who could lose their mind at any given second. they've really kept their composure for the most part, and they haven't. They've tuned out everything else, all the outside noise, and they've just played basketball for the most part. And I give them credit for that. We'll see if they can do that in Game 6 and 7, because I do think it's going 7, and it's in L.A. now, so that's going to be a little bit of a different animal than having 3 games in your backyard. But with the way that they've controlled themselves in the first 5 games, I give the Celtics a lot of credit.
I just feel like Phil is playing Russian roulette. In the Sun series, he said that stuff about Steve Nash. He tried to get in his head. I mean, they won a series. This series, he said that stuff about Garnett, and it looked like it was getting into his head, but he's changed it up. And then now he tries to pump him up by, when he's on the mic up, saying stuff about the Celtics. And it isn't working. He's just trying everything to coach, but he just needs to sit back and just coach the game, not try to get in people's heads and do all that zen. Just coach the game. And that's what Doc is doing. Doc is playing the people at the right times. He's putting the bench in when they need to be in, putting the stars when they need to be in. Phil is just sitting back and just letting them do what they want.
It's interesting. You know, it's you look better pushing buttons when you have more buttons to push. And it's clear right now, as it was clear to me when the series started, that the Celtics have more ball players. They have just more guys they're comfortable putting out there. And it doesn't matter what position you're talking about. In the backcourt, in the front court, in the post. You know, going back to the old Phil Jackson days, where he would win NBA championships with Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, guys could hit spot-up jumpers, and 18 fouls on the post. He had 3 centers who could all come in and give him 18 fouls. Well, look at the Celtics. They got guys who can come in and put fouls on guys like Lamar Odom and Ron Artest, who, let's face it, guys, I hate to say this, but there's digital proof of this. Did I not say that Ron Artest was going to turn into Ron Artest? He is inside his own head now. What's happened to this great defender, Darnell?
Paul Pierce has happened to him. There's nothing that Ron Artest can do at this point except for man up and accept the challenge like he has throughout this postseason, whether it was Kevin Durant, it needs to be Paul Pierce now. So I don't know what's going on with Ron Artest. I mean, I'm not even looking at his offense. He's not giving the Lakers anything offensively. I'm just looking at his defense strictly. And Paul Pierce can't get 27 points on you. Paul Pierce is going to get some, but you can't let him have 27 points and get to his spot time after time after time. That's where Ron Artest is failing in this series from game 3 on to me.
Before I get a game 6 prediction from you, I got another question. In this series, there's a lot of great personalities, but I also think this is a series of floppers. There's some really good floppers in this league and this series, too. Who's the best? Who's emerging with the Oscar for best flopper in a supporting
That's
role?
That's tough.
Who do you got?
That's tough.
D-Fish is killing me.
Fish is an old vet at flopping. That's tough, man. You got Ron Artest is flopping now. Rajon Rondo flies in and pushes him lightly. Flop. And he flops all the way into the third row. You got Paul Pierce, one of the all-time greatest floppers.
I'm going to say this.
KG even flopped.
He did flop.
KG flopped when Ron Artest pushed him before Rondo pushed Artest.
Paul Pierce is the Meryl Streep of floppers. He doesn't win all the time, but there he is with a vintage performance every time. The head thing that Paul Pierce does kills me. Chris Paul's copied it. It's a Chris Paul / Paul Pierce production where he gets bumped. And his head goes, I swear.
That's whiplash.
He's going to get a neck roll.
Got to sell it.
He's selling it, and he sold the 5th foul on Kobe right along the sidelines.
Roddy Divac, Manu Ginobili, they'll all be proud of these guys.
So I'm going with Pierce. You got Fish.
I got Fish.
I don't know. I think it's a tie all the way around. All these guys need to stop flopping. I hate floppers. It ruins the game. Just play ball.
They're all floppers, I'm saying. Finally, game 6 prediction. It's all on the line. We'll go start with Tyreek, Mr. Laker, Lee. What do you got?
I'm not going to go with my heart. I'm going to go with the closer. I'm going to go with Kobe. I think – I don't know if they're going to win in 7, but they're going home. I feel like they're going to do what they're supposed to do, get the job done, and win this game. Bynum, I don't know. He's playing big minutes, but he's not getting big production. So I'm going to take the Lakers. Gasol's going to give you more than 12 points, definitely. So Lakers right now.
I got a caveat. If Kobe Bryant comes out and trusts his teammates, the Lakers will win. If Kobe Bryant comes out and tries to do it all himself, the Lakers will lose game 6. And that's the first time I've said that. I predicted originally that the Lakers would win in 7. I still think they have a great chance to win that going home. But Kobe Bryant is not going to beat this team by himself. And if he thinks he can, he's going to be in store for something else come tonight. But if he trusts his teammates, gets Lamar Odom involved, gets Pau Gasol involved, I like the way they came out and tried to get Bynum involved early in game five. They need to come out and do that again. When Kobe went off for 19 points in the third quarter, I think that played right into the Celtics' hands because they didn't have to worry about anybody else on the court. And the Celtics' defense got even better because they let Kobe Bryant do his thing and everybody else was a non-factor. If Kobe trusts his teammates, they will win game six.
I said it when the series started. I'm saying it now. The Celtics in six. And tonight belongs to Rondo. Unless they find a spare meniscus laying around for Andrew Bynum, they don't have their inside presence. Rondo making plays all over the court. I like the Celtics. That's all for the Thunder Rumblings podcast, but you can stay with the best coverage team anywhere every day at News OK and every morning in the Oklahoma.
From the Opubco studios at Britton and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.